in this bulletin. The World Health Organization raises concern about the second wave of coronavirus in Europe. US presidential candidates take part in the final debate before next month's election. And in sport, history beckons for Geelong or Richmond as both sides prepare for tonight's AFL Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The World Health Organization has raised the alarm about the coronavirus pandemic in the Northern Hemisphere, urging leaders to ensure health services can cope in the lead-up to winter. There are concerns about an exponential rise in case numbers, further hospitalizations, and the growing need for intensive care, where capacity could reach a peak. Maria van Kerkhove from the WHO's Health Emergencies Program says in the past 24 hours, 445,000 cases have been reported, and almost half of those are in Europe.
The influenza season is just about to begin, and so the demand for testing for people with respiratory diseases will increase. The demand for hospital needs for people who are sick will increase, and so we're in a worrying situation.
There are almost 42 million COVID-19 infections globally and more than 1 million deaths have been recorded. French President Emmanuel Macron is warning the country's coronavirus measures could be strengthened if infections are not adequately reduced. France is experiencing a sharp rise in daily infection figures as part of Europe's second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. The French government has extended an overnight curfew to further regions, and other health rules are expected to last for at least 6 weeks. France has recorded 34,000 COVID-19 deaths during the pandemic. Health officials say Victoria is very well placed to ease COVID-19 restrictions this weekend. Just one new case was recorded yesterday, taking Melbourne's 14-day rolling case average to 5.5 and regional Victoria's to 0.3. Meantime, Victoria Police arrested 16 people and issued almost 100 fines on Friday for assaulting police and other offences, including not wearing a mask. Premier Daniel Andrews says protests are potentially dangerous and it's disrespectful to gather at the Shrine of Remembrance.
Well, the Shrine is a sacred place. Not only is it wrong to protest, it's not safe, it's unlawful, and it is shameful that anyone would seek to protest any issue at such a special place. It's regarded with such reverence because of what it symbolises. You should stay at home because Victoria Police have got enough to get on with. You shouldn't be protesting at all.
Religious gatherings in New South Wales are expected to grow this weekend with an easing of coronavirus restrictions. Up to 300 people can attend places of worship, while hospitality bookings can include 30 people, up from only 10. Political protests with 500 activists are also permitted outdoors, as long as the activities are COVID-19 safe. Australia Post has confirmed the total cost of luxury watches for senior staff as a reward for a banking deal was almost $20,000, not the original $12,000 amount. Chief Executive Christine Holgate has stood aside while a review is conducted into the company's conduct, with the Prime Minister calling the gifts disgraceful. The Chief Financial Officer of the government-owned business will take on the top job in an acting capacity during the investigation. Australia Post Chair clarified the cost of the purchases on Friday night, stating it was a matter of urgency. US President Donald Trump has reflected positively on his final presidential debate against rival Joe Biden, stating it was an exciting night. Mr. Trump said he preferred a more aggressive style of debate, but agreed to play by the rules on Thursday ahead of the November election. Despite the polls showing a slump in support for the president nationally and in most swing states, he's predicting his own victory next month.
But I think we're going to win. And I think if you start looking at what's happening in these states and the votes that are coming in and the amount of votes that are coming in and the great red wave hasn't hit yet. That hits in a few days. It's going to be a great red wave like you've never seen before.
In the AFL, the Geelong Cats and Richmond Tigers have completed their final training sessions ahead of tonight's grand final at the Gabba in Brisbane. Richmond is aiming to win its third premiership in 4 years. Tigers coach Damien Hardwick says he is looking forward to the challenge.
I think from an overall perspective, I think it's going to be a great game of footy. You know, we're two pretty good sides that have been playing a great band of footy for a long period of time, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. I think it's about time we played off in the grand final, so I'm looking forward to it.
Geelong coach Chris Scott is confident his side will rise to the occasion, despite not having grand final success since 2011. And in the NRL, the Penrith Panthers are preparing for a grand final battle against Melbourne Storm in Sydney this weekend. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 30. Adelaide, a possible shower, 17. Melbourne, early rain, then a shower or two and windy, 15. Hobart, a late shower or two, also 15. Canberra, rain and a possible storm, 20. Wollongong, showers developing and a possible storm, 24. Sydney, much the same in 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two and possible storm, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.